It is Monday, April 5th, 2010. Can you believe it? Can you believe 2010 came around so quickly? 2012 is right around the corner. With callers waiting feverishly at bay, as Seth says, we are the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Live every Monday night here on BBS Radio. And I am Robert Lee Camp, the author of Cards of Your Destiny, Love Cards, Your Birthday, Your Card, and a host of other books that aren't in the bookstores, but I have published about the science of the cards. And this show is really about the science of the cards. When you really get to know the science of the cards in a deeper way, it has a deep spiritual heritage associated with it. So I often have talks on spirituality as well, you know, just spiritual topics, consciousness raising topics, but mostly we're about the cards, and we're about encouraging people to learn how to do their own readings. I'm here to do readings to demonstrate the system. But if you're listening and you don't have either one of my books yet, it's time for you to get your own readings. It's not that hard. It's actually very easy. And you can be doing readings for all your friends and for yourself. And these books will be with you the rest of your life. I'm telling you, you'll come back to them every year to check in and see what's going on, and every period, you know, month by month as you go through your life. And that, the main two books are the Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. And these are available all over the world. You can get them in any Amazon.com, or you can go to my website and get them. We have specials there, 7thunders.com. And our new site, e7thunders.com, that's 7thunders with an E in front of it, which I'm feverishly working on, to get completed this month. Lots of exciting developments in that arena. And there will be a special this week. There's going to be a product special that I'm going to announce tomorrow. Oh, let me see. Let me get my calendar program up here. Oh, let's see real quick. Because I'm also going to be teaching a workshop. A lot of you guys have requested, well, when are you going to teach again? When will there be a class? And before I leave to go to back to North Carolina this year, we're going to have a class. It's going to be the first weekend, the first Saturday in May. Let's see here. What's that going to be? That's going to be not the 1st of May, but the second Saturday, the 8th. May the 8th. We're going to have a class here in my house, in California, in Concord, California. Now, you're invited to come. Usually we just have people from California, but if you really want to come and you live out of state, feel free. It's a one-day class. It'll be like from 10 or 11 to 5, about 5-6 hours. And this class is going to be about how you use the cards to plan things in your life, to really utilize the cards, to harmonize yourself with the cards so that you can take advantage of the influences. And how you make plans for business, for love, for the timing of things, using this system for the timing of things. That's what this class is going to be about. So I'll be sending an email blast about that tomorrow with a link where you can register. These classes are usually very inexpensive, usually $100 or $125 for a day, and you're welcome to come if you'd like. We have a limit of about 15 people on a first-come basis. So we're going to have some product specials, and this will be probably our last sale. Now, if you've been thinking about getting our software or some of the CD trainings that I do, the videos, this will be the last time these are going to be on sale like this, because I'm moving over to a completely web-based teaching system. It'll be different. And when that happens, these CDs and so forth will no longer be available. So this sale will be a special sale. And I'll be sending out the announcement for that tomorrow. Again, and there will be a special in there for beginners. So, you know, if you're a beginner, those of you who have been taking the e-course and who are listening tonight, the free Destiny e-course, you know about the special, because I think somewhere on the sixth or seventh lesson in there, you're offered an opportunity to get both books at a very inexpensive price with some special reports. That's the cheapest you're going to find it. So if you'll be better off getting it there if you have that. So get the book so you can do your readings and turn your friends onto it. Everybody loves finding out what their birth card is and what's going on in their life. I can't say never. There's been one time that somebody refused a free reading. And that was a Five of Diamonds guy because fives don't want to be, all the fives are afraid of being pigeonholed into some description of themselves. He was an extreme version of it. I really got a kick out of it that he didn't want me to tell him who he was because he didn't want that to be limiting in any way because he was a five. And maybe you guys know some fives like that. Speaking of Five of Diamonds too, today is a Three of Spades with a Five of Diamonds ruling card, planetary ruling card. So people that are born today are very much like the Five of Diamonds. They have the Five of Diamonds traits. And some of these people will have some of the same things I mentioned. I was interested to see that so many actors, Three of Spades is a lot like the Jack of Spades in being an actor card. And we have a lot of famous actors in the past, like Betty Davis, Gregory Peck, Spencer Tracy. And then we have Colin Powell was born today. We have producer Roger Corman. We have country music producer Jack Clement. We have Tommy Cash. We have actor Michael Moriarty. I know him. If he's the same Michael Moriarty I'm thinking of, he used to be on Law and Order a long time ago. We have singer Alan Clark of the Hollies, writer-director Peter Greenaway, actor Max Gale, actress Jane Asher, Agnetha Falkskog of ABBA. What a name. I can't even pronounce that. Actor Mitch Pileggi, rock musician Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, country singer Troy Gentry, singer Paula Cole, and rapper-producer Pharrell Williams, spelled with a P-H, Pharrell Williams. Happy birthday to all of you who are still alive. And if you are an Aries and you're born anywhere within a week of today, please call in tonight and let's do a reading for you as a little birthday present to tell you what you can expect in the coming year. We're all about here, we're all about the cards of your destiny, this ancient system, which was basically kept secret for thousands of years. And really just kind of rediscovered in the last 100 years, really brought to light more in the last 20 years since I got involved. I just made a commitment to myself 20 years ago to bring this system to the attention of the world and so that everybody would have an opportunity to take advantage of it. That was my basic commitment, and I've been working on it ever since. And we've actually contacted quite a few people over that time. A lot of people have been turned on to it. Okay, so every Monday night there's a topic, and tonight's topic is about your Pluto card. I want to talk a little bit about that. Let me get my picture here that I refer to a lot when I'm doing readings of the two spreads, the life and spiritual spreads. Everybody should know what your cards are in your life spread. If you don't, they're in the book. They're in love cards. On the chapter, you'll see the Mercury, the Venus, the Mars, and therein is also the Pluto card. If you only have the cards of your destiny book, you can look at the age zero spread, and you'll see the Pluto card there. That's your lifetime Pluto card. And think about that. What might a lifetime Pluto card be? Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. But also recognize that you have a Pluto card every year, and it's one of the five most important cards of the year. I think we tend to ignore it. I think I tend to ignore it a little bit. Somehow we think we might think it's bad or something, and so we might ignore it. and not really pay much attention to it. We just want to maybe pay attention to the result card, because that's a good thing that happens at the end of the year. But the Pluto card, we have to first understand Pluto. Pluto is the planet of death, death and rebirth. And it's signified in the deck of cards by the Ace of Spades card. The Ace of Spades card is the symbol for the entire system, but it's also the Pluto card of all the cards in the deck, because it is the symbol of birth, death, and rebirth, which is what transformation is all about. Now, each of us has many deaths in our life, and we need to have cycles in our life come to an end, and we need to have these rebirths in our life in order to keep going. We sometimes avoid them. We don't want them sometimes. Other times we really want them. Sometimes the desire for something is so great that we will do anything to have it happen. And, for example, your yearly Pluto card could really be something that you really, really want, that you're working so hard to achieve. It could be a person that you're wanting in some ways, okay? And when we look at the Pluto card in the yearly spread, we want to look at the Pluto and result cards together, because they tell the whole story. So as you begin the year, the Pluto and the result work together to define what is your challenge for the year. And that, when I say challenge, it's not just challenge. It's like, where is it that you're going to make a big change in your life? Where is it that you're going to really come into a greater depth in your life by making a radical change in the way you are being somehow? And even if that card is a person that you know, underlying that person is an energy that you want to have a transformation about in your life. That's what the Pluto card is all about. And every year we have a new one. And it's the hope, I guess, the spiritual hope that by the end of our year, whatever, by your next birthday, that you've had some of that change in your life and you haven't fought it too much. You've gone along with it. And then the result card becomes prominent and it comes to you like a gift, like a reward for the transformation that you had in your life. In that year, I mean. Okay? So, In a life spread, though, we're talking about a much broader thing. You know, there's even a 7-year Pluto, by the way. And if you read my book carefully, Cards of Your Destiny, there's a chapter about the 7-year spreads. And you can actually calculate what your 7-year Pluto card is. It also has influence, but you have to understand that it's a 7-year thing. So you're not going to feel it every single day. You're not going to notice it as much as you would your yearly Pluto card. And then when you take a look at the life spread Pluto card, you're talking about something that you came here to work on for a long time during your life. I know that mine happens to be a Jack of Clubs. Well, I was born the year of the snake, and I have heard that, though I'm not a Chinese astrologer, I've heard that one of the things about snakes is that they're liars, okay? And I was certainly a liar when I was young. I remember getting caught. I told stories, and I also stole things from stores when I was young. Not sure exactly why I stopped, but, you know, I had that going on. And my mind is extremely creative, and I can see how I can just make up stuff, and I'm very subjective in my thinking sometimes. And that Jack of Clubs represents for me something I have a challenge in my life, something I've been working through. It's caused me good things and bad things over the course of my life. So what is your lifetime Pluto card? And look at the result card with it, because together they tell you the whole story. They are connected, these two cards. The Pluto and result are definitely connected. So it's important to look at them as a pair and combine their meanings together, just like you would combine together two cards in a yearly spread. Combine their meanings together to define what the challenge, the transformation will be for you this year, or for your life, or for the 7-year cycle that you're in right now. Maybe some of you who call in tonight would like to know something about your Pluto card for the year. And that'll be kind of cool because there's a lot of ways that this can show up. This Pluto card can show up lots of different ways. It can show up as something we really want, and it can show up as something that we really don't want, but we're faced with and have to deal with. It can go either way. It's very interesting to watch that. So that's why it's good to have some examples. So maybe, you know, when people call in on the show, I do look at those cards. I look at their Pluto card. I look at it every time. I look at the long range. I look at those cards first because those are the big cards for the year. And if they have a question, usually it shows up in one of those cards or if not all of them, the answer. Okay? All right. So we're going to have our first break. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls. And I think the lines are full now. But as they free up, you guys are welcome to call in. This is going to be fun. We're going to have some good conversations tonight. Be right back after this song that I call Peace-Filled Day. Okay, that was Peace-Filled Day. I forgot to turn the sound of it up, and Seth helped me out there. Thank you, Seth. I've never actually seen what Seth looks like, though I would consider him a good friend. He runs a show for us there at BBS Radio. Okay, our first caller tonight is Nicole from Canada. I'm not sure where. She's born January 30th, 1976. Are you there, Nicole?
Hi, Robert. I'm here.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. How you doing? Okay. I don't really have like a specific question because I find that your books are really, really, really good, and so I can do readings pretty well based on what you've written. But I was just wondering if you might be able to give me any suggestions as to how to make the most of the cards that I have, or if you have like any special things that you can see, because you're the expert and you wrote the book and you know what I mean? You know certain things.
Well, first of all, Nicole, you are extremely fortunate to be born on your birthday. Okay.
I chose a good one, right?
You did. And that came from karma, from good karma in a past life. You had to have done some good deeds before to be born on your birthday. Do you understand?
Cool. That's awesome.
So you're a 10 of clubs. You're a double 10. You're one of the very few birthdays in the year as a double 10. And yours, your birth card being a 10 of clubs and the 10 of spades, those are the two most ambitious cards in the whole deck. So you got a lot of work to do. You have a lot of things to accomplish, and you have to go for very big things.
Yeah.
If you go for small things, it'll never be satisfying for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going for you so far?
Pretty good. It's just I wonder why things are taking so long. I feel
Do you know what you want yet?
Yep.
You know what it is that you want to accomplish?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's kind of... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I don't really need to know what it is. You can tell me if you want. But the thing is, usually the problem for ten of clubs, is actually figuring out what they want. But I'm just clear... Mm-hmm. You're clear that you know what you want. Is that true?
Absolutely. I feel like just the resources are slow in coming to help me do the things that I want to do. So I'm just wondering, is there anything else that the cards are telling me that I should be doing that I can't see?
Well, resources, you know, the limitation that there's not enough money is usually not really true, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of reasons why people would have that be their story about what's happening.
Right.
Sometimes it could be an excuse to not do stuff. You understand?
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of money there. That's never the problem. I mean, you know what I mean? There are so many investors out there, they would just... If they could find somebody who had something going on that they could invest in, they'd give you the money, you know, almost instantly. All they were looking for is a good plan, somebody with a good idea and a good plan to pull it off. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's never a limit around money. It just appears that way, or it's something that we do to sort of to delay time or stall it or something along those lines. You follow me? Now, you have a Three of Diamonds in Saturn this year. So this is a year when you have a challenge of worrying about money more than usual.
I see.
But still, I mean, come on. You know, if you're doing what it is you love to do, money's not the issue. You know, if you're doing what you know you came here to do, money's not the issue or the problem. You follow me?
I do.
Well, what is your... Just tell me, what is your dream or your goal? What is it?
It's the quality of the work that I do. I'm like a creative person, and there's a certain quality that I... Like a standard, a high standard that I want to have with my art and, you know?
Well, what's the problem with having a high standard? I don't get it.
Well, the resources are seeming to, like, lag behind.
You mean it takes more money to get the quality you want, or what?
Exactly, correct.
It takes more money to create but higher quality art?
Yes.
Would it sell for a lot of money?
It would if the quality was good. It has to be competitive.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you need an investor. If you really can convince somebody that you can sell that art for a lot of money, there's investors out there with money who would give it to you. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm serious
right.
about this.
I know.
So the question is, are you really convinced that it would really sell? See?
Absolutely.
Okay, then go just start looking around. Let everybody know, hey, I need some money to do this. And it's a good investment. I'll pay. When I first published my first book, I had to borrow money from my students to publish it. I borrowed $10,000. And
wow.
I paid them, I promised them a 25% return on their money.
Wow.
Over 2 years. I promised it 25% over 2 years. Well, I paid them off in 1 year.
That's amazing.
You know? But the money was there. It's always there. It's never the problem. So, you know, it's up to you to go find that for yourself. So just be more open, you know, and don't let this worry thing get you down too much, this worry thing about money this year. It can also happen because you might be too scattered, like trying to do too many things at the same time. That could also account for the Three of Diamonds in Saturn. Okay?
Yes, that's very possible. Okay.
And there's people that you need to connect with that are going to help you. You need to find those people.
Okay, I'll put out a call.
you have the Millionaire's card this year too, you know.
I saw
the Millionaire spread in your moon card. Yeah. So it's time to get going here.
Okay. Well, you
right.
gave me the confirmation that I need, so I really appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome, Nicole. Have a great night. Thanks for being my guest.
No problem. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller up is Carmen, whose birthday is today, April 3rd, 1959, from Montreal. Are you with us, Carmen?
Yes, I am, Robert. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday.
Hello. Well, thank you. It was on Saturday, my birthday.
Yeah, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, because I couldn't hear it properly, so that's why.
So
yes,
how are things going for you?
Well, things are pretty good. Can't complain. Lots of work and health. So everything's going well. It's just
good.
I was wondering if you could give me your foresight or your mm-hmm. insight, should I say, for the year to come.
Okay, so I see a couple of nines here in a prominent position for you this year. Nine of Clubs,
yes.
Displacement, and Pluto. Remember I was talking about the Pluto card earlier?
Yeah.
And so the challenge for you this year, and both of these cards represent challenges, the Displacement and the Pluto card. It means either finishing something that you wanted to do or letting go of something that you've been planning to do for a long time. So it depends on you which one of those meanings it actually has. Okay?
Yeah.
So maybe you don't know what it is just yet, because the year just started.
Yes, but I think I know what it could be. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's mm-hmm. good.
It's work. It's concerning work. It's finishing a certain type of work to start a new kind of work.
All right.
Like,
that sounds great.
Into a real estate in Canada, it's pretty good this year.
Oh, good.
So it's been good. It's not bad like in the States. It hasn't been like the States at all. So hopefully it's going to stay this way. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is that you have this year the King of Spades as the long-range card. Do you study my books at all?
Yes.
So have you read about this card
time.
Yet, the King of Spades?
Yes, it's once in a lifetime or twice, but in my case it's three times in a lifetime.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Oh, I'll take
you're just lucky. What can I say? But that card, You can accomplish anything that you set your mind to with that card. But you have to act as a king, which means you have to be very clear about what you want. Mm-hmm. And you're just not going to take no for an answer.
Okay.
And this applies to any situation that happens this year. Okay?
Any situation. Well, that's,
any situation.
That's great.
Any kind of situation.
So I really have to take full advantage of this.
That's right. Legal matters, romantic matters, any kind of situation.
Wow.
If you're clear about what you want and you say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to stop until I have this, you'll get it.
It's like a baby that's crying.
Like a penny tyrant. You have to be like a petty tyrant, you know.
Okay.
You have to be like unyielding in your will, which is the King of Spades. He's unyielding in his will. That's what he is. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But hey, I mean, if you have ideas of being successful in your life, this is going to be a hallmark year for you.
Yes. Well, that's great.
Won't forget
that's
it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, and I saw that I had the Eight of Diamonds for the other card as a long range card.
Yes. Well, there's the money you want.
That's the money. That's the money that's going to come. Okay.
Yeah. You know, if I were you, I would be planning to make a lot of money at whatever you're going to do.
Well, I am. Mm. Yes, I am. I'm just waiting tomorrow. I made an appointment to see a lady with a Remax, and I'm just going to sign in, and I'm just going to go for it. I was just waiting for my birthday.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, it's funny how human beings, like people, that they get into jobs and they don't really think about, you know, how much money they can make when they choose the job, you know. I'm always a little surprised by that a person would pick a job that really is not going to be enough money to really have a fun, happy life. But people do this every day.
I know, but people, they just do it to survive day by day, and they're so tired that they don't even realize what's going on. You know, they become like machines. That's what happens.
And yet they, like, you're choosing a profession, real estate, which has no ceiling to how much money you can make. You understand? That's a good choice, right?
Yes.
Because there's no limit to how much you can make as a real estate person.
That's right. So maybe I can come in and be in your class this summer.
It's only a month from now. You better get going.
Oh, a month from now. Oh, well, you can have another one, right? After?
Yes. Well, not for a while, because we're going to be moving this year back to North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. You're kind of closer in North Carolina.
Don't worry. Pretty much everything I teach, I record and I make it available on my website. So.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Robert.
It was a pleasure, Carmen. Okay. And again, happy birthday and have a great year this year.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. I love it when I can give good news like that. Which is not all the time, you know. But, you know, what can you say? King of Spades, long range. That's pretty good. We're going to take one more call before we take our break. We have someone named Nino. I think it's Nino. May 9th, 1946. Are you there, Nino? Oh, Nino dropped. Okay. Okay, moving right along then. We have Nick, I guess, is next. No, I'm sorry. Jordan we have next. April 28th, 1947. Are you there, Jordan?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
How are you, Jordan?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Hi, Robert. I just recently bought your system. I don't know if you remember me.
Your voice sounds familiar. I think I've talked to you before.
Just bought your system, the two, the Love Card system and the The Cards of Your Destiny. I had a couple problems, and I called you, and you took care of it right away.
Yeah, your voice sounds very familiar.
Right. I just ran a report, and I've done the week report for me for a week of 4/5/2010 through 4/11. And it says on here about a pre-birth year during that week. During this year, you'll get an opportunity to revisit your past life karma. But it's a weekly report that I did. And
right.
So I'm
well,
to
the
I never wrote
separate
card.
Interpretations, Jordan.
Pardon me?
I never wrote separate interpretations for the weekly cards, so you're reading the yearly card interpretations. So you have to sort of translate those into a week, you know? So you're having basically a rebirth week.
Okay, well see, I have the daily and the week.
I know
I have them both.
I know, but that thing you're reading is about your weekly cards.
Okay. Which
there is no such thing as a daily rebirth. There's only a weekly. Okay.
What I'm talking about, certain cards that are available that I like today, for instance, I had a seven of club from my birth card, and planetary ruling card was a king of heart. That's what I'm talking about. And then tomorrow it's an eight of club and a two of heart. I'm talking about the daily readings that you can get even on your website.
Yes, I'm aware. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but what I'm trying to figure out, so you're saying the pre-birth year has nothing to do with this report that I ran for the week?
No, the week will say you're in a pre-birth week. It won't say that because all the interpretations that are written in the program were written for a year, not for a week. There are no week interpretations.
I think we're just not communicating. So you're saying the pre-birth year is really saying the pre-birth week.
If you're looking at a weekly report, it's a pre-birth week that we're talking about.
Okay. I was trying to see if it had anything to do with a daily card or if it was a weekly card. That's why I was trying to get clarification. I know it couldn't be a year because it's a weekly report. But, so it's a weekly, not a daily. It's not none of the days. It has nothing to do with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of this week. It has to do with the week long. Cards,
exactly. And next week will be a rebirth. You have a pre-birth week this week. Next week will be a rebirth week. You'll see when you get to next week. It'll say rebirth. It'll say rebirth year, but it's talking about the week because you're looking at a weekly spread.
Right. So during this year, it says you'll have an opportunity to visit your past life karma. When it comes to karma, I've heard different interpretations. People look at it as good and bad, but it also I've heard something else. Can you explain what you're meaning in this?
Okay. Karma is basically just the law of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we do something, it has an effect. If it affects somebody else in a positive way, we will have to experience that ourselves in another lifetime. And get that positive blessing ourselves. And if we do something negative to somebody else, you being a six of clubs, you know all about karma.
Right.
You're all about karma and doing the right thing and being aware of what you give and what you receive. Do you understand? All sixes are like that.
Right. All sixes.
So there is
correct.
Some karma that is only in this lifetime and there's other karma that can go from one lifetime to the next. See, like you might see a really bad person who got away with it their whole life, did a bunch of really bad things, and got away with it their entire life, never got caught. But they will have that karma. That karma is always in effect, and it will eventually, that person will have to pay for that karma in some way. Everybody will. And all the good karma, too. You know, like your card, everybody's birthday has a certain amount of good karma and a certain amount of negative karma. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the cards in our yearly spreads will tell us when karma will manifest in a really powerful way. Like especially when you see a six, you know, in a powerful position. Like a six as a long range card or a Pluto or something along those lines. Does that help?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was told, but then someone said that it meant something else too besides that, so you clarified that. I have a three of club, Pluto, under my queen of hearts, that's your ruling card.
Yeah.
And that's the writer's card, correct?
Yes, it is. And you have a Three of Diamonds result, so there's a thing about you getting more creative this year, which is very, very strong for you.
Right, but that time is almost up, April 28th.
Yep, it's pretty much over.
Right. I've been doing some writing. I got stagnant there for a moment because someone said something to me and it kind of just threw my creativity off. They were telling me, I was writing up something for a book, and they said, no, why don't you do this? And it stagnated me, and I've never had nobody to be able to do me that way, say something and it did something to throw me off. And
well, somehow that person said something that hit, you know, something, a deeper chord in you somehow, obviously. So, Jordan, I'm going to have to let you go. We have a lot of other callers, and I'm about ready to take a break.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Good to hear from you. Okay, we're going to have a short break here. We're going to listen to another song. Hope you enjoy this. Be right back. was a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock, Rama Rama. Hope you liked it. Something went wrong with my system here. I was playing a song. I could hear it good, but for some reason you guys couldn't. Apologize for that. Our next caller is the King of Spades. January 1st, 1981. This is a man named Nick. Are you there, Nick?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
So, do you know anything about
this? I'm new
to
all this. I've studied tarot. I've studied astrology. I've studied a lot of this stuff. I don't know why my brain has been going into this mode in the last, like, 2 or 3 months. And so it's just been really strange that, and I've been hearing a lot about your book. So as a person new, maybe to looking at this book, what would I get out of it? How would I use it, I guess, is my question.
Okay, well, first of all, there's two books. One's called Love Cards, and one's called
right.
Cards of Your Destiny.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a great question. Appreciate the question. Love Cards tells you all about your birthday, what that means. For example, you're a King of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the King of Spades with my last caller, or the one before that. She had that card,
yeah,
the King
love
of Spades.
Card?
I'm sorry, Love Cards, yes.
Yeah, my love card is the King of Spades, okay.
Well, it's not, we call it your birth card, but the book is called Love Cards. It has these descriptions in it of every
okay.
card of the deck. Well, your card is the King of all the Kings. It's the most powerful card in the entire deck. Okay? So you're a person of unbending will.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Extremely independent. And nobody
yeah.
nobody tells you what to do.
That's what I would like. But
no, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Anyway... So Love Cards tells you all about yourself and other people and also how you connect with them, because it has a way to do a relationship between your to see how you connect with other people in your life. Really in depth, too. It tells you all that. Now, Cards of Your Destiny, the other book, has a record of your whole life from age 0 all the way up to age 100. And in every record of every year, there is influences that happen for the whole year and for every 52 days. So it basically tells you what's up, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I look at your cards. I have your cards in front of me right now for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And these are fixed, by the way. We don't touch cards. It's all done from a mathematical formula. We don't actually use cards at all, even though it's not physical cards, because there's no shuffling. There's no randomness to it. It's all fixed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the card you have for this year, the long range, the big theme of the year, means new knowledge coming into your life and a desire for new knowledge. It's the Ace of Clubs. Ace of Clubs
okay.
means I want more knowledge and more information. Isn't that interesting? Because that basically describes what you've been going through since your birthday.
Yeah, and it's true. Yeah, I mean, January 1st of this year, yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And your challenge card... is a Jack of Clubs, so that what's going to happen to you as you go through this year is this information that you come into is going to cause some big changes in your life. Some of this information is going to change your life. Okay? It's going to change what you do in your life. It's certainly going to change your thinking about lots of things. Your whole thinking is up for reevaluation this year.
Right. It feels like it. I mean, I've always been more scientific. This stuff always has that little, you know, a different religious or spiritual sense. I mean, now that you're telling me that the cards aren't, that are, they're fixed, I mean, I'm thinking that sounds more like numerology to me in a sense.
It
and
is.
I
it's more like astrology
and
numerology because it's fixed. It's all based on your birthday.
Right.
And so once a person is born, we have every card for their whole life. And anybody born on your same birthday will have your same cards.
Okay. But then how would this manifest? Like, for example, right now, what's going on that in my own personal life, it's the biggest that I'm most excited about is for the first time in 10 years, I've been trying to be in a band. So, I mean, there goes the will. I haven't ever gave up being in a band. But finally, I have people showing up, practicing, and things are going good. So, I mean, is that, like, something that I should continue, or is that something I should just, like, stop it, get a real job, get some money coming in? So I don't continue just to keep floating on this idea. Of, I mean, it's been 10 long years of getting nothing solidified. So, and a lot of hard work, too.
Yeah, well, the music business is has that quality to it that it's difficult to pin it down. But, you know, if I were you, if this is what you really love to do, I would certainly go for it because you have the power to make it happen, believe it or not. You know, maybe this is the time. I mean, you have nothing but good influences this year, okay? They're all really good. So if you want to make the band thing happen this year, that's what I would do.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. When you were talking, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
What book would I get to see these influences so I could read them for myself?
Well, you could do one of two things. You could buy the book, Cards of Your Destiny. It's available everywhere. Or you could get a report from my website, which will have just the cards for this year all laid out for you really clearly and with the interpretations there. That's seventhunders.com. I guess you know the site already probably, right?
Seventhunders.com, yeah.
Have you been – did you sign up for the free e-course or anything?
I signed up for the newsletter. I haven't been taking the e-course, though.
Oh, okay. You should take the e-course because it's a really great free introduction that gives you a lot of basic knowledge about the structure and how the whole thing works. I think you would enjoy that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's people love it because it's informative and it gives them some free information without even having to buy the book. You can learn some things about yourself from that. But yeah, I mean, you have really good cards this year. So if I were you, I'd be going for it this year with my music. If you're clear, that's what you really want to have happen. See?
Yeah.
And I think you are. I mean, you're not the kind of person that changes their mind a lot, you know?
No, I'm not. No. Well, I mean, I've been sticking to it for 10 years, and I've been pretty much, you know, it's just how everything ends up. You know, bandmate falls out, or this happens, or that happens, or schedule.
Hey,
I
was in bands for over 10 years. I know just what you mean.
You know,
it's the hardest thing in the world to get, like, four or five guys together at the same time to play or practice or whatever. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, now that I'm in Hollywood, that's what's really strange to me. Now I'm in Hollywood of all places and where you'd think people would be bigger flakes, and it's actually starting to happen, which is just, I don't know. I'm just getting really excited, but I don't want to get too optimistic and blow over because I just don't want to ruin it this time. You know?
Yeah,
so,
well,
I think
it's a good idea to be optimistic, actually. I think it's a good idea to be optimistic, Nick. Now, what is your birth name Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas. Well, see, what's strange is I went through a birth name change. Like, when I went through a name change when I was young. I was born Nicholas Lewis McKetta. And then later on in my life, my dad changed my name to his last name, which is Dewart. So I've went through several name changes. I mean, for a guy, you know, and it had nothing to do with marriage. So
right,
kind of strange.
Right. Well, let me just say one quick thing, because I study names as a hobby. If you really want to have more power and success in your life, have everybody in your life start calling you Nicholas and not Nick anymore.
Okay.
Renounce Nick and take on the power of Nicholas. Because Nicholas is a king's name. Do you understand? Nick is not. If you want to see some shit really happen in your life, excuse my language, have everybody in your life start calling you Nick. Nicholas, I mean, Nicholas, instead of Nick.
Nicholas,
Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Just try for a few months, and I think you'll see a big difference. It'll kind of amaze you, I think. All right, Nicholas, great having you on the show, and call back and let us know what's going on, okay?
All right, thanks for the talk. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Take care. Next up is a friend of mine named Dennis from Las Vegas. He is a 7 of clubs, 5 of diamonds, 9. Sounds like we have a dropped call. So who is up? Anybody?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Who are you? I can hear you.
Thank God above. How are you?
Is this Chrissy?
This is Chrissy.
And Chrissy, what's your birthday?
June 19th, 1974.
Okay, great. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the person that I'm direly in love with is the King of Hearts, or Queen of Hearts, I'm sorry. He's September 25th, 1980.
Okay. Got it.
And I just wanted to know, are we going to get married?
What does he say?
I haven't spoken to him about that. You always ask me what he says. Well, I want to know.
why haven't you asked him?
Wait, like I told you before, we don't communicate a lot. He's getting well from a drug habit.
Oh, I remember this conversation before. Okay. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Well, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, I think he loves you, but he's doing the right thing. I hope you're supporting him and getting off the drugs.
Very much. Yes,
okay.
God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you can't imagine the sickness that these people go through. And, you know, I wanted to let you know, not that I'm proud of it, but for 16 out of the 18 months that we were together day in and day out, I lived like a drug addict so that he would not be sick. That's love. I never turned my back on him. I never, you know, threw him to the wolves. I never left him high and dry. I always took care of him. I've paid for Suboxone. I've paid for methadone clinics. I've paid for methadone. I've paid for Suboxone. You know, I've given him boatloads of crap.
you have to be careful with all of that, okay? You have to be careful with that stuff. All right?
Well, they were both administered by doctors.
I get it. But even so, taking care of somebody, that creates that can create sort of like a feeling like they owe you, or you may not feel it, but they may feel it, you know. And that can interfere with the natural process of love developing between two people. I'm not saying that's definitely happening, but it's a possibility, something to be aware of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being so involved in his rehab and, you know, him rehab. I mean, you guys have good connections, okay? I know that. And I know that he likes you. I know that he's attracted to you. But, you know, exactly what he'll do and what he'll be when he gets done with all of his rehab, it's hard to say at this point. You know? He might be a new person. What do the cards say? Well, mm-hmm. They don't say. They don't say for sure either way. Sorry. They don't. You know? So there's no, I mean, he shows up really strongly in your cards, though, after your birthday, so I have a feeling he's going to be around. And it looks like there's a possibility that you guys will get married. Definitely a possibility of that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
You know what I do? Can I tell you? This is how sad I am. I look at everybody's license plates because I've studied numerology just a little bit, and I always look for our initials, either my first name or his, or our last names. And anything
sure.
with a number 8, I guess, the numbers add up and reduce to a number 8.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, July 11th, 2008, we're going to get married.
I've done that before. Don't feel bad. I've done that for years. I wouldn't be ashamed
of it. I think I'm
going
crazy. I've never been able to love a person like this before, and it scares me for one, and two, I haven't spoken to my own mother in well over a year, and we were never that close to begin with, but I mean,
yeah.
I just lost a friend of 30 years. We decided that our friendship was no longer needed, I guess you could say,
yeah.
And if it comes back, that's great. If not, that's fine too, but I'm the kind of person, I can walk away from people and not look back. But
yeah.
This person, I just can't do that with.
So listen, I appreciate you calling again, Chrissy. But we would like people that are calling not to call as frequently, because we want other people to have a chance. Okay. So call us back
okay.
when something new's happened. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for being my guest tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. I apologize, but we're out of time for this evening. We're going to end it up as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoy that and have a relaxing evening. We're going to have a series of card classes on the show for the next month or so. So if you want to learn more about the cards, this is what my topic is going to be about every single Monday night. So I'll see you here next Monday night, same time. Have a great week, and we'll see you then. Good night.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonapra Chodaya.